Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and most misunderstood parts of your OCR GCSE Art and Design course. We're talking about the experimental component, which sits under Assessment Objective 2, or AO2, as you'll see it written in your mark scheme. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Experimental just means I can do whatever I want, right? And I have to stop you right there, because that's actually one of the most common mistakes candidates make, and it costs them marks. Today, we're going to unpack exactly what OCR means by experimental, how to demonstrate it brilliantly in your portfolio, and how to avoid the pitfalls that trip up so many students. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the difference between purposeful experimentation and random media sampling. You'll know how to annotate your work like an examiner wants to see, and you'll have a clear strategy for building an experimental portfolio that earns top marks. Let's get into it. So let's start with the big question. What does OCR actually mean by experimental? The official specification tells us that AO2 requires candidates to explore ideas, select and experiment with appropriate media, materials, techniques, and processes. The key word there is appropriate. Experimentation in OCR's eyes is never random. It is always purposeful, always connected to your research, and always in service of developing your personal response. Think of it this way. Imagine you've been researching the abstract expressionist painter Mark Rothko, known for his large, luminous color field paintings. A purposeful experiment might be, I want to explore how Rothko achieves that glowing atmospheric quality. I'm going to experiment with layering thin washes of acrylic, then compare that to blending soft pastels to see which medium best captures that luminous effect. That is AO2 done well. You have a clear intention, a specific link to your artist's research, and you're testing media to achieve a defined visual outcome. What would not earn marks? Doing a watercolor wash, then a collage, then a lino print, all on separate pages with no connection to each other and no explanation of why. That's what examiners call media sampling, and it's one of the most common reasons candidates lose marks in this assessment objective. Now, let's talk about the four assessment objectives, because they all connect to experimentation in important ways. Each one is worth exactly 25% of your total marks, so they are absolutely equal in weight. You cannot afford to neglect any of them. AO1 is about developing ideas through investigations. This is your research phase, looking at artists, designers, cultural sources, and gathering visual inspiration. Your experiments in AO2 must connect back to this research. If you're experimenting with gestural mark making, your examiner needs to see that this links to a specific artist you've studied, perhaps Franz Kline or C.Y. Twombly or Jean-Michel Basquiat. AO2, our main focus today, is the actual experimentation. This is where you get your hands dirty. You're testing media, manipulating materials, trying techniques, and refining your approach. The word refine is crucial. OCR wants to see an iterative process, meaning you try something, evaluate it, modify it, and try again. It's a cycle, not a one-off attempt. AO3 is about recording your ideas, observations, and insights. This is where annotation becomes absolutely critical. Your sketchbook pages should show not just what you did, but why you did it and what you discovered. I'll give you a brilliant framework for this in just a moment. And AO4 is about presenting a personal and meaningful final response, your resolved outcome that synthesizes everything you've learned through your experimental process. Now, let me give you the single most powerful annotation framework you can use. It's called What, Why, and So What. Every time you complete an experiment on a page, you write three things. What? Describe what you actually did. I applied layers of ink wash over a wax resist to create a batik-like surface texture. Why? Explain your intention and connection to your research. I chose this technique because I wanted to replicate the cracked, fragmented quality I observed in the surface patterns of Anselm Kiefer's mixed media paintings. So what? Evaluate the outcome and state how it informs your next step. The wax resist created an unpredictable, organic texture that successfully evokes Kiefer's sense of erosion and time. However, the ink pooled unevenly in places, which I will control in my next experiment by diluting the ink further and applying it with a wider brush. That so what is gold. It demonstrates critical thinking, it shows the examiner your problem-solving process, and it creates a clear trajectory from experiment to refinement to final piece. Candidates who write annotations like this are operating at the very top of the mark bands. Let's also talk about risk-taking, because OCR specifically credits evidence of purposeful risk-taking. This doesn't mean being reckless. It means being willing to try something that might not work and being honest about the outcome. Some of your most valuable portfolio pages will be experiments that didn't go as planned because they show your ability to critically evaluate and adapt. Never remove a failed experiment from your portfolio. An examiner who sees a failed experiment followed by a thoughtful annotation and a refined second attempt is looking at evidence of genuine artistic thinking. That is exactly what they want to reward. Now, let me introduce you to the review-refine-select cycle, which is the backbone of strong AO2 work. After each experiment, you review what worked, what didn't, and why. Then you refine. You modify your approach based on that evaluation. Then you select. You explicitly state which technique or approach you are carrying forward into your final piece and why it best serves your artistic intentions. When examiners can trace this cycle clearly through your portfolio, they can award marks with confidence. Right, let's get into the exam tips and the mistakes that cost candidates marks, because forewarned is forearmed. Mistake number one, disconnected media sampling. As I mentioned earlier, a series of unrelated techniques, watercolor here, monoprint there, digital collage somewhere else, without a conceptual thread running through them, will not earn high marks. Every experiment must connect to your theme, your research, and your developing personal response. Mistake number two, describing process instead of evaluating it. I used acrylic paint and mixed it with PVA glue is a description. It tells the examiner nothing about your thinking. Compare that to, I combined acrylic paint with PVA glue to create an impasto texture inspired by the thick gestural surfaces in Frank Auerbach's portraits. The resulting texture successfully conveyed a sense of physical weight and emotional intensity, which I intend to develop further in my final piece. That second annotation earns marks. The first one doesn't. Mistake number three, removing failed experiments. Please, please keep them in. A failed experiment with a thoughtful evaluation is worth more than a successful one with no annotation. Mistake number four, copying a source image in a different medium without adding personal interpretation. If you've looked at a Picasso painting and simply reproduced it in watercolor instead of oil, you haven't experimented, you've copied. Examiners need to see you adapting composition, scale, color, or concept to make the work your own. Top tips for top marks. First, always link your experiments explicitly to named artists and sources from your AO1 research. Second, use the what, why, so what framework for every annotation. Third, show the review, refine, select cycle clearly. Make it easy for the examiner to follow your journey. Fourth, embrace failure as evidence of problem solving. And fifth, use subject-specific vocabulary. Words like impasto, gestural, tonal, compositional, iterative, and resolved to demonstrate your understanding of the discipline. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What does AO2 stand for in OCR GCSE Art and Design, and what percentage of your total marks does it represent? AO2 stands for Assessment Objective 2, Experiment, and it's worth 25% of your total marks. Question two. What is the three-part annotation framework you should use on every experimental page? What, why, and so what? Question three. What is the name of the iterative process cycle for developing experiments? Review, refine, select. Question four. Why should you never remove a failed experiment from your portfolio? Because it provides evidence of your problem-solving process and critical thinking, which examiners actively reward. Question five. What is the difference between purposeful experimentation and media sampling? Purposeful experimentation has a clear intention, links to research, and informs a developing personal response. Media sampling is disconnected techniques with no conceptual thread. So, let's bring it all together. The experimental component of OCR GCSE Art and Design is fundamentally about showing examiners that you are a thinking artist, someone who makes deliberate choices, evaluates outcomes critically, and uses experimentation as a tool to develop a genuine personal response. Remember the key principles: purposeful over random, annotated over silent, iterative over one-off, and connected over isolated. Use what, why, so what on every page. Follow the review, refine, select cycle. Keep your failed experiments, and always, always link your practical work back to your artist research. You've got this. The students who do best in this component aren't necessarily the most technically gifted. They're the ones who think out loud on the page, who show their process with confidence, and who treat their sketchbook as a conversation between themselves and their examiners. Good luck with your portfolio, keep experimenting, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.